Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast, Politics of the Day, The Psychology of Politics. I've done now about six of these programs, and I've had good response from you in the audience, and many of you have followed closely the various topics and the points of view that have been expressed on this topic of the psychology of politics. Today, I have a similar story, but one that might be encouraging to some of you and maybe not so encouraging for others. Many years ago, I was asked by a mother and a father this particular question. What's going to happen to my kid because he left the faith of the family? He left the childhood faith of the family. He left the faith of the church they attended and became independent in his own Christian or non-Christian faith. Became neutralized, if you will. I don't know if he ever became an agnostic or if he became an atheist or, you know, whatever, but he certainly did not practice and follow the religious practices of this particular family, which was, by the way, quite conservative, evangelical, if you will. So I told the family this at the time. I had just completed reading a research study, and I said it might apply to your situation, but it may not. And the study was based on a group of college students relative to their political faith and their political position and their political beliefs and their political action. And I told them, I says, you know, when kids become adults and go to school, they often change their political position. Dad was Republican, they become Democratic, and so on. So in this particular study, I found that many of these kids, once they'd been married and had children of their own, started to sift back and filter back and just drift back to the political position of the family. So I said, you know, this may be the same thing in religion, although it wasn't a religious population that was studied or about religion, but it was about politics. But I said, there's an analogy here that you have political beliefs and you have religious beliefs. You have political positions and religious positions. So it might apply. Well, anyway, in the course of this discussion, they took great umbrage over my comments and my advice to them. And I just said, love them. Keep talking. Keep encouraging. Just keep connected. And just let it unfold. Don't force it. Don't pressure. Don't demand. Don't make anybody feel shameful or guilty, but just allow the positions to unfold over time. But just keep talking and keep questioning and keep the topic open for discussion. Well, years ago, I gave them that advice. Many years later, I saw this same couple, and they told me, they said, you know what? Your advice was very helpful, and it came to be true. Our kid did come back, probably not as strong as we were when we were kids, but did come back to the faith that he was raised on. So, from the point of view of the psychology of politics, let me just kind of add this little description, and because it seems to be much more cogent for politics and then maybe religion, but I think it applies to both. This research study did this. They took a group of college students, and when they started school, when they started their university program, and they were designated as either being Republican or Democratic, and they took the population that was most Republican and most Democratic. In other words, they held fairly extreme positions and ascertained the fact that they came from homes that were Republican or homes that were Democratic. They then followed these students through university, and by the end of their 4 years of university studies, they found that a number of the students that were raised in the Republican homes became very Democratic. And those that were raised in Democratic homes became Republican. So they studied this particular group of people, those that had changed their political position from Republican to Democratic or from Democratic to Republican over the course of their 4 years of university studies. Then they took the same population of students and followed them for the next 4 years of their life. They were married, had a family, and they at that point in time ascertained their political position. And what they found is what I summarized a little while ago. A very interesting finding. Those that were raised in a Republican home shifted over to the Democratic position during college. 4 years later, after being married and had a child, drifted back to become Republicans again. But they became independent Republicans. In other words, are moderate Republicans, if you will. They were somewhat independent, but they still identified as Republican. So they were kind of soft Republicans, moderate Republicans, not like dear old dad was. Well, we took the Democratic population of students, did the same thing. Studied those that over the 4 years of college became Republican in their thinking, and then followed them 4 years after school, getting married and having children, and then assess their political position at that point in time. And the interesting thing about that was is that the Democratic group that became Republicans also drifted back to the middle. But they didn't drift back to the Democratic side of the middle. They drifted back to the Republican side of the middle. In other words, they became moderately Republican, soft Republicans, if you will. They left the Democratic position, but just slightly so. They became more independent, more middle of the road, if you will, moderate, but leaned in the direction of being a Republican. So what you see here is that kids change their position in college. That's true. They change the position from how they were raised in their home. If their home is just neutral, it doesn't take a position one way or the other, there's probably not much change that will take place. But when the home is pretty strong and outspoken and pretty determined to set forth their position as being a Democrat or being a Republican or being a conservative Christian or being a moderate Christian or, you know, whatever, those kids are subjected to pressures and they tend to change during college years, no doubt. College has an effect upon the kid's position. But parents need to take umbrage with the fact that their initial influence, their initial impact upon their kids still seems to be the strongest. After college, after moving away from the influence of the college students and the college professors and the college atmosphere and the liberalization of the college, after moving away from that and being married and being independent and having children and living in their own life now, they start to see life differently and they move back to the position primarily of being an independent Republican. That seems to be the direction that takes place. So parents need to be concerned about this? Sure. Parents need to be over-concerned? Probably not. Parents need to just kind of have faith. The fact that they influenced their kid, they taught their kid, they raised their kid on certain principles, certain values, and even though that kid departs during the college years and sometimes thereafter, there often is, and there generally is, that drift back to the original position of the family, but probably not to the same strength or the same extremism as their own parents. So from the psychology of politics, you say, we do change our thinking, but we also change it back to the way that we were raised. That's the primary influence, the way that you were raised, primary influence on the life and the thinking of a young person. Parents need to have faith in that. Parents need to have confidence in that. Parents need to have just the belief strength that their initial teaching will be espoused later on in life, even though there's been this time of departure, maybe during college years or those college ages, if you will. So it isn't college as such. It's that age that kids go through. And then they return to the position of the home in which they were raised, the parents' position by the parents in which they were raised. So that's kind of how the psychology of politics unfold when it comes to the thinking of young people, the political positions of young people, the political changes that take place in young people, and the fear that parents have and the anxiety that parents have when their kids go away to school and are afraid that they're going to be influenced by a liberal population of faculty. Sure, they're going to be influenced, and they will be influenced, to be sure. But that initial belief and those initial values and the initial belief system of the home still seems to have a prevailing influence. The strongest of all influences is that of the family. Now, it doesn't always work that way, but that was the tendency to move back to the position of the natural family. So, thanks for joining me today, and I'm glad that this is an opportunity for you to kind of learn a little bit about the politics of the day and where we are in our own political system, in our own political thinking, and our kids who are exposed to it.